Welcome to episode 296 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Oakle. Is your coworker getting a little grumpy? The problem may be with the calendar, because a lot of people don't realize how long they have to go at the beginning of the year until their next paid holiday. We're in a stretch of the calendar when not having a day off from work could affect your productivity. Let's look at the numbers. For some, there is a 98-day gap between President's Day and Memorial Day. But a lot of people don't get President's Day off from work, so they are looking at a 133-day gap between the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and Memorial Day. Think of it like this. 133 days is roughly 4 months. That's a long time, especially when you remember Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and MLK Day. Those were three holidays we enjoyed in less than a month. Suddenly, there's a long stretch with no holidays. Maybe the walls of your office seem to be moving in on you. Weeks start to feel longer. You may start to dread your routine. You may be the person who's grumpy. It's like when you do the same thing at the gym day after day. After a while, you get bored. The problem is not your job or your ability to perform it. It's simply that a little time away from work can do a lot to boost your productivity as well as your attitude. When you're tired, everything starts to bug you or the person sitting next to you. Consider these tips to help you successfully make it to your next paid holiday. Take some time off. It's tempting to hold on to your personal time off, thinking you'll use it for summer vacations. When you do this, your mental mileage adds up. Taking a 3-day weekend or even just working a half day on a Friday can give you valuable time to relax or catch up on all those personal things. You can pay a price for hoarding your vacation days. Change your routine. Routines are good, but repeatedly doing the same thing over and over can start to feel like handcuffs. This can lead you down a path to burnout. You probably have certain tasks that you do at the same time every day of the week. Can you perform some of these tasks at different times or in a different order? You'll get the work done, but be mentally stimulated by the change. If you're a manager, you may want to take a different approach to routines. Sometimes introducing an element of surprise, and I mean a good surprise, to the workplace can change the overall mood. This can be as simple as bringing in bagels and coffee for your team. Next, I want you to learn or teach. Can you break up the long stretch of 5-day weeks by learning something new? Picking up a new skill is a great way to engage your mind. I'm guessing there's something in your office that could be improved with a little more knowledge, and you mean to get around to it, but you never have the time. Why not take some time to address the issue rather than always say, "Oh, I'll get around to it sometime." Another way to engage your mind is to teach. We've talked before about the importance of having a good backup at work. This could be a great time to give some training and improve someone on your team. In both cases, you're using your brain in a different way. Plus, you may enjoy interacting with other people in your organization. Conclusion: don't wait for your next paid holiday. Engage your mind in new ways during the next 98 or 133 days to keep yourself fresh. Routine should be honored, but altered. Some well-placed time off from the job can go a long way to helping you not stare at the calendar dreaming of your next paid holiday. If you like the way I think, then I think you are going to love my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 chapters full of productivity principles you can use right away. Buy it on Amazon.com right now, or you can download it as a Kindle immediately. And we are more than 10 episodes into our special productivity series, which is on YouTube. Lots of great tips there. Go to my channel, which is the same as my name, Ken Oakle. I'm Ken Oakle. Take care.